streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show on the globe. The streets definitely don't love you back. We got a great, great guest that's coming through tonight, and we're excited. New things is happening. So without further ado, we're going to bring our guest in, have him form and introduce himself, and we're going to get this interview started. Hey, hey, how you doing, Marks?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, we blessed, man. Blessed to have you on the show, man, you know?
Man, blessed to be here. Glad you had me. It's all good.
All good, my man. So go ahead and formally introduce yourself, and we're going to get straight into this.
My name is Marcus Dark, Dark, D-A-R-C. Been in the game for a while, man. Work with some of everybody. Me and R. Kelly started together. First R&B act on Death Row Records. Myself and Jamie Foxx used to be in a group together. Went solo. Put out an album in 2013 called My Pretty Woman. And I just released an album called Twisted. That's my new album. That's my new project that I'm working with right now.
Right, I've been reading up on that, man, and look like you got the streets heated up with that. Let the viewers know how did that come about, and what you're looking for the fans to get from this.
Yes, I do freaky music, man. I can be myself on this show, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just as long as it's, you know, not too much all out there, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. No, I wouldn't disrespect your show. I can be myself. I've been doing freaky music for a long time. I've been doing it before it was accepted, before, you know, people say, hey, you can't do that. You can't say the F word on a record. You can't say the P word on the record. And I'm like, why not? Yes, you can. I just said it. Didn't you hear it? And they're like, no, you can't do that. And so everybody was scared to put my music out except Suge. When I signed with Suge, when I signed with Death Row Records, Suge wasn't afraid to put my music out. So that was my outlet. But unfortunately, the entire album never was released because, I mean, everybody, all the listeners and the whole world knows the story. Pac came to the label, Pac passed away, Suge went to jail, label defunct. Album got lost in the archives, so that was all my, that was my introduction, you know, to the really raw, freaky music, and it didn't get one song got introduced on the Murder Was the Case soundtrack, a song called Horny, which did really well, went four times platinum, three times platinum, and you know, so that. You know, that song was really good, but the album was phenomenal, and it never saw the light of day. So I recently did an interview on a Tupac forum because one of the guys in my group, Hurt 'Em Bad, he produced almost all of the Machiavelli album. So the Tupac forum, they wanted to... I'm sorry?
No, I say beautiful. That's great. That's history.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Hurt 'Em Bad is a bad boy. And so the Tupac forum, they wanted to have an interview with me. And I guess they figured, hey, if you never discovered her on that, we would have never had those songs from Tupac, you know. So they wanted to interview me. I did an interview with them, and then after the interview, people start hitting me up like, hey, where's the freaky music? Where's the stuff you started with? So I was like, okay. Because when I put out the Pretty Woman album, I cleaned it up. It was still sexy, but I cleaned it up a little bit for them, you know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, well, if people keep asking me for it, I originated it. Let me go ahead and do it again. Let me give it to them. So with the album, that's why it's called Twisted, because it's twisted, man. I'm talking about, you know, shit that, you know, people, they think about, you know, but they're not going to say it out loud.
Right. You bring it to the forefront for them to understand what the business always is, you know? And I think being an artist, a producer, or just a voice, period, out here, a lot of times you have to open up mouth, because closed mouth don't get fed, as we all know, you know? So if that's what your passion is and your entertainment is, you know, because it's all about the First Amendment, you know what I'm saying? Freedom of speech. And that's what makes America so great on that level. Because this might be people feeling just the way you're singing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different people in this world. So a lot of them like a lot of variety of music. So it's all good, my friend, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
yes,
where
sir.
Did they
so,
get this great album at? You know what I'm saying? If someone is listening right now, where would they get this great album at?
Man, they can get it anywhere you buy online music. iTunes, you can Amazon, anywhere they sell online music, you can pick it up. Just Marcus Dark. Just don't spell Dark with a K. It's D-A-R-C. It's Marcus Dark, and the album is called Twisted. And it's twisted, man. I'm talking about some things, man. Having sex with your cousin, masturbating, and all kind of stuff.
That goes on out here in America every day, you know what I'm saying? That a lot of people do throw up under the rug because abuse is real out here, you know what I'm saying? And something in your music that, you know, innovates someone to come out and tell the truth about what's going on in their life, you know what I'm saying? If they're getting abused or if they're getting, you know what I mean, in certain ways that, boom, this shouldn't be there. So that type of music brings out that, and it also brings out people that's couples that's just chilling and relaxing, and that's what they do, you know? So, once again, it's a variety of music for everybody, brother, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. So what would you like the fans to know, my brother? You know what I mean? Any other things coming up? We know the album is hot. It's heating up the street. What about any tours coming up? What's happening with that?
Putting together rehearsing right now, man. You know, I come from an era of rehearsal, man. Putting in work 10, 12 hours a day, you know, not just recording a song, grabbing a mic and going on stage like most of these cats do today. And no disrespect to these cats out here, but, you know, nothing in life, man. With anything you do, you work at it. You work at your radio show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't just throw that together. You work at that. You know what I'm saying? Everything takes work, so you can't just put a song together and jump on stage. You got to entertain. You know, it's the entertainment business, so people want to be entertained.
Yes, especially when they come see you. They want to see what you bring to the stage. We're hearing what you're doing on wax. Is you making the crowd move while you're on stage? That's the bottom line.
Exactly. Like my man Rakim say, how can I move the crowd? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, that was one of the originals there all day
the original,
long.
Original, baby.
You know,
the greatest right
when
there.
When he
that's
pick up
the greatest
the mic,
right
you
there.
Know it's all business. Yeah.
You know what
you
I'm
know?
Saying?
So, yeah, good brother. Let the fans know also is what's coming up next behind this Twisted. What's the backup with that?
Coming with a Christmas EP. I'm working on that right now. I'm working on a Christmas EP. And I'm going to put a couple of classics on there, but it's still going to be true Marcus Dark style, you know what I mean? Christmas with the one you love type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
All that, yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
And that's dropping. That's gonna drop when, Mark?
That's gonna drop right, I would say, late October, November, right before Christmas.
Yeah, beautiful. That's the great timing because it kicks in for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
It
eats all that up right there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm working on, and believe it or not,
from October to January.
And absolutely, brother. You know what it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead,
know.
And finish up.
But believe it or not, man, I'm working on a country album, dude. In true Marcus Dark form.
Oh, man, country is good too, brother.
I'm not working on that. The new age country. I'm working on that old school country. Those stories, man. Because I don't consider myself just a songwriter. I write life. Like everything I write about in my freaky music, that's who I am. You understand what I am? I'm a freak. I love women. You know what I'm saying? I love women, so I write about it. You know, I'm that guy, and
you bring it to
just,
the forefront.
I always say, exactly. You know what I mean? I don't believe in BSing. You know, I believe you tell a woman, hey, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I want, she have more respect for you in the first place than coming with the BS.
She gonna tell
you
yes
know?
Or no. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm not afraid of no.
My man, hey man, you gotta have a lot of no's before you get to a yes sometime.
You see what I'm saying? Absolutely. If you're scared to open your mouth, then you're not going to eat, like you said earlier. Closed mouth don't get fed.
Oh, no,
you will
sir.
Get the oil. You know?
Oh, man, all day long, good brother.
Yes, sir.
So any other interviews coming up, TV interviews coming up, Marcus, or anything like that on the market?
I got some more interviews coming up. My publicist is, she's letting me know as they come in. I did an interview earlier today. Forgive me, I can't remember the name of the show, but I did an interview this morning. I've been interviewing as they come along, man. You know, I don't turn down anybody's interview because I don't care if it's the top radio station or the smallest radio station in the smallest little county. You know, I'm gonna do
right.
it. You feel
I
me?
Love that,
you know,
you, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. It don't make no difference to me.
Speaking to people is the key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you gotta touch the people, man. And like I said, it's a lot of, people trip on me like you do erotic music. And I tell people, I say, hey, listen, I may come straight to the point, which I do. I leave a little to the imagination, but I don't disrespect
right.
women. I may tell
my
women
man.
That what I want to do to them. I may tell them what I want to do to them,
but that's
I don't
on
call
the record.
Them. That's on the record. I tell them what I want to do to them, but I don't call them out their name. I don't do none of that.
No.
You know,
you ain't rapping like in the hood. None of that.
Exactly. None of that. It's and I try to make the music so pretty that you know before they even realize
it
what
rubs
I'm
off
saying,
on
they
you.
So. They mesmerize in the music. They go, damn, what did he just say? Did he just say what I think he said? You know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's
yeah, that's all. That's always been my goal, man, to make music that captivates people. You know, believe it or not, you know, going from erotic music, I also have a line of children's music, and the reason I made this because speaking of captivating the ear, the reason I made this line of children's music is because our children, they want to listen to what we listen to. When you ride in the car, when you pick your child up from daycare, you pick your child up from school, and you listen to the radio, they listen to what you like. They pick up on that because they listen to what you like.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I grew up, I listened to Marvin Gaye because my parents listened to Marvin Gaye. But then you got parents
all
that want long. Their kids to absolutely. So you got parents that want their kids to listen to educational music, but
yes,
they can't bear it themselves. because the music is so corny. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So by the music, by the eardrum captivating the beat and the music captivating the ear, I created a line of children's music with urban music. I just put learning material on top of it. And people went wild over it. Matter of fact, I had more parents, I had more women calling me back talking about, I listen to your CD more than my child does.
So, you know, hey, Marcus, you need to send me some of that great music or have your publishers, our homegirl, Ms. Smith, send me some of that on the MP3 and I can spin that on my joint. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Without doubt. No problem.
Yeah, we could spin this
absolutely
on the show for you, man, or any kind of music you got, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, the clean music with the clean vocals on there for them. Boom.
Absolutely.
I'll spin it on the show for
absolutely
you, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like support like
absolutely
that as well, brother.
I appreciate that too, brother. Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
absolutely,
that's what we do nowadays, man. I mean, I'm old school, man, you know what I'm saying? Without supporting
I'm
each
right
other,
there with
then
you,
nobody
bro
move forward, brother. Nobody moves
you
forward,
know,
man. You know?
And nobody
stay
moves
stagnated
forward. Nobody. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you
yeah
know that crab in the barrel mentality has got to go. You know what I mean? It's just got to go.
Oh, my God, man. I left that alone years ago, bro, when a cat crossed me out, man. I never,
mm-hmm,
never, you know what I mean, wanted to deal with a knucklehead from that point on. If you wasn't real about your game, I move on. It ain't no second, third time. I ain't waiting on you, bro. I'm out.
Exactly.
Period. One strike.
Exactly.
Don't take three.
You already know what it is. You already
you
know what
you
it is.
You ain't nothing.
You already
don't take
know
three
it
shots
is
to know you're a dud, man. Come on now, dog.
You know?
Yeah,
exactly,
man. But it's
exactly
good to have you on the show, Marcus, for real, baby boy. You know, let the fans
hey
know anything you would like them to know, brother, you know what I mean, and give them that website again to come get some of that good music.
You can find me on any social media outlet at Marcus Dark, MarcusDarc. That's at Twitter. That's at Instagram, at Marcus Dark, Facebook, at Marcus Dark, or official Marcus Dark, Facebook/official Marcus Dark. Any online media, just type in Marcus Dark, and like I said, make sure you spell Dark with a C, not a K.
Jerry, what
that's
my
where
homie
you can find
said, get it that music for men, women, whoever, go grab some of that music. And you heard what he said, he also got children's music for the children's ears as well. So grab up some of that and be on the lookout for hearing some of that great music right here at the Streets and Love Your Back radio show, you know? So my man,
and one more
Marcus
thing,
Doug,
I got the video
the
coming.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
The video going to be off the chain.
I got the video. I got the video to the single, The Greatest, coming. It should be out in about 2 weeks. It's already done. We, you know, finalizing up some business with that. And the video will be out soon, so look for that.
Wow, you know what I mean? That's gonna be a head knocker for him, then, Marcus.
Oh yeah, it's gonna throw your eyebrows up when you see it.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
absolutely.
People, you heard what he said? You're gonna throw your brows up. So if you're a man, you know what I mean? Eyeshadow might be not be your preference, you know what I mean? It might jump from your eyes to your girl's eyes. So that's what Marcus is saying.
You know what, man?
Hey,
man, I'm going to tell you something, bro. As much as I do make music for women, and, you know, I've worked with Tupac.
Yeah, good music.
So in Tupac, and, yeah, well, thank you. And Tupac used to always say, man, he used to always be like, man, fuck that, I make music for women. For women, I make music for women. That's who I make music
that's
for.
Real.
And I'm like, and that's real. And I used to be like, man, I'm on
the
same
page.
That's why I make music. Exactly.
The man
so,
follows, bro.
But I'm going to tell you, man, brothers come up to me and they tell me, they say, man, look, I take your CD and I take a girl out and
mm-hmm.
we go out to eat. And after we go eat and go to the movies or whatever, on the way home, I pop your CD in. And by the time we get to the house, she already know what time
I'm
it
ready
is. And they come to me and they
you
thank
me.
they come to me and they thank
you like
me.
Luther
so it's all love.
You like Luther.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you like Luther.
It's all love, and I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? Baby making music.
Luther's a legend, man. Luther's a legend. I ain't gonna put myself up there with Luther, a legend, man. But I got to put you on that trail, though, Marcus.
You know?
Okay.
Because I mean, you know, when you make a CD, man or woman, and you can pop that in, and that's like on the Night Ride game. That means, you know, you're in the studio putting that together. You know what I mean? For them nights, you know, when people need
Absolutely.
To hear Marcus, or they need to hear Luther, or they need to hear Pot, or they need to hear Dre or Snoop. So everybody got their entities in the household when it's that moment.
Absolutely.
Place, you know?
Absolutely.
And Marcus' moment comes more than, you know, Tupac moment sometimes because they ready to go on another level and not headbang right for a minute. So they, and that's my man all day long, legend. Pot loving to death. They throw
Absolutely,
yours on
brother.
It's about the love train now. It's about the love train.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So we're
yes,
feeling
sir.
You over here, Marcus, for sure, player.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, brother. Absolutely, 100, I appreciate it. I appreciate you
and
having
you
me on the
doing
show.
Doing what you're doing, brother. Hey, it's an honor to
hey,
have
man.
You, man. You know, our girl always
Absolutely.
Bring good people to the show for me, man. So we want to thank our girl for always rocking, you know, with us for a long time
Absolutely.
And sending great people. My man Marcus Dark tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Blessings, blessings.
Without a doubt. So any last words, Marcus, you'd like to tell the fans before you cut out? Because I know you're busy getting everything together.
Man, support a brother and go on iTunes and grab that album, Twisted, and look out for the video and you know, just, hey, enjoy the music. Get your freak on. Get your love on. Whatever it is you do, enjoy it, you know. Enjoy it.
You know what Marcus
said.
You know I mean? Go
bring the love
album.
Back. Get rid of the hate and bring
to
love
the gang
back.
Banging. Bring the love back to the gang banging and out there tripping. You heard what he said. Bring
you know
bring some of that back home.
Bring the love back. Bring the love back.
Buy that CD,
yes,
man. Pop it in if you're going through any kind of upset problems. He'll calm you down, put you on the right track of life, you know. Marcus Dark in the building. Hey, man, we thank you for sliding through tonight, player. And I'm going to look you up on Facebook, you know, and click you on
Please
Facebook
do, brother.
And follow you on there as well.
Please do, brother. Please do. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
And then you can check our website out too, streetsonlevyback.com. See all the things me and my wife do across the country.
Consider it done. Consider it done.
All right, my man. Much love to you. And get that music to me so I can start spinning it.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And I appreciate you again, you having me on the show. Blessings to everybody involved in your show and the production of your show and putting it together. And like I said, once again, 100. I appreciate it. Marcus Dark.
Hey, thank
out.
You, my friend. Much love to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My beautiful people, if you're looking to find a great deal on a new home or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it, Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sit. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344 or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com and if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
Oh,
Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. We thank everybody for sliding through the night, listening to my man Marcus Dark. Don't forget he got that Twisted out. You can grab that on iTunes, Google Play, all over. And we appreciate everybody's support with the organization. Learn more about us if you don't know about us. Learn more about us at www.thestreetsonofyourback.com. Get involved. God bless.